Welcome to Minute Impossible. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to investigate with us the Mission Impossible franchise, 1 minute at a time. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Chris.
I'm Robin.
And I'm Liz.
Hey, we got high energy for this Friday episode. Don't worry about the reason why there's completely different people on this Friday's episode than normally would be on. These guys are also going to be on next week, so just buckle up and be prepared for
Get
that.
Get excited.
You know what? Because it's Mission Impossible 3, and we're changing up the rules, baby.
The Wednesday people had to go. I mean, really, if you listen to the last episode, it was pretty apparent they had to go.
Oh, well, you're clearly close. It's Dave Palace, so yeah, it's pretty close. It definitely needed to go. So Dave was at the end of his rope. So, like, and also Chris had lost the will to live.
I'm still trying to get it back, but you know,
to help out. Just so everybody knows, I mean, I've already explained this in some sort of dub over I've put in these weeks before this, but this is the first time when we're actually recording. To try and catch up and only be on 3 days a week. We're on 3 days a week.
Ooh.
But we didn't. Woo-hoo. We only recorded 5 episodes the first time, so we had a 6th episode we needed to do, so now we're doing the 6th. And then next week, it's all good, everybody. Hey, are we talking about the movie? Yes. Are we making funny voices? Yes. That's all you want. This is what probably I don't think we did any funny voices last
time.
What am I talking about?
We did a lot of funny voices last time.
Where's the rabbit foot? Yeah, we did that a lot.
and then Joey Skydance or whatever his name was around too, the Skydance guy.
Was it Joey or Johnny? I can't remember. I don't remember my badly formed characters of Johnny Skydance. I don't even remember
Johnny Skydance.
I'm gonna have to go listen back to see what he sounded like. But the good thing is you won't have to hear him this week because I don't.
He sounds like he works at the Catskills and teaches dance and stuff.
Mm.
Johnny Skydance.
I'm disappointed you didn't give Dave any Kerry Russell minutes because you know he's a big Americans fan.
Dave will get what he gets.
All right. I'm just saying you might have to ask him back.
Oh, he's definitely going to be on for the Kerry Russell minutes, which is only it's still a while away. The way we're taping this now, we're like 8 recording sessions away from Kerry Russell. So everyone won't be tired
of
him.
But it's a J.J. Abrams movie, so there's always Kerry Russell around.
She's probably there. All right, let's talk about minute 6. Minute 6 is our Friday episode, and it begins with the end of a toast and ends with the middle of a conversation with gal pals. So we're probably the best minutes here. Robin was like, "What minutes do I get?" And I go, "You're not gonna like it."
No, I'm all about you know Ethan awkwardly mingling at a party.
Did you call him domestic Ethan?
Domestic Ethan. Yeah, that's what I saw. That
you know what you say awkwardly. I don't think he's awkward.
No,
at all.
I think he's very really good. Very smooth and charming.
It's true.
He charms the pants off everybody, including Grunberg later.
So this is the first Mission Impossible movie I ever saw. And there are like three things I remembered from it before I rewatched it.
Interesting. Three.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm. It's this party. And four. It's this party and that he works for the Department of Transportation. It's Kerry Russell helicopter and the bridge at the end, like the walk on the bridge at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Those were the-
Sorry, I just fell over because you said you actually watched this and then rewatched it. I'm sorry.
I saw this
I
in the theater.
I asked for Liz Whittaker to be on the show. I don't know who you are, ma'am.
This is Nighttime Liz.
Nighttime Liz. We should probably introduce our people, Chris.
Yes.
This is Liz Whittaker, Robin Burge. If you don't know, Robin is great. We've had him on before. You're welcome. And Liz is a mainstay. She's one of the Dum Dum Squad. So
Liz just appears.
She disappears as if by vapor. And they're back on. Robin does the Fright Night Minute. Just wrapped that up recently.
Yep.
As of us taping this. And is currently coronaing his way through the Karate Kid. He probably will get started on it at some point.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. It's a future project.
I'm really busy.
Really busy. And then Liz is famous for Mean Girls Minute and also for the even more famous for a show that has not been the Way to Dune Minute. We've been waiting a damn year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Way to Dune year. And nothing has happened yet, so we're real excited. Welcome back.
Yeah.
Well, with everything getting pushed back, you know, come on.
You guys called and told me that you were doing this podcast.
I called you on the phone.
I had one thought. That was too bad that Daddy wasn't here to walk us all down the aisle.
Oh my god. Okay. First note I have. This sister sucks.
Oh my god.
She's all about stealing thunder, isn't she?
We started on her. Oh, you Captain Thunder Stealer last week. Maybe she's Native American because she is definitely a Thunder Stealer.
She's also
Liz. Do you not remember her?
You mean Melly? No.
Melly.
I didn't remember Melly. Melly.
Did you watch this on a bike? How come you know everybody's name?
No, her name. She played Melly in Scandal.
Oh, what was her name in Chuck? She was also the sister in Chuck.
Oh, she was. That's right.
Yeah.
Probably Melly.
Anyway.
Probably
Melly also. I'm always Melly.
Well, her name is Bellamy. So it might be some sort of L name. Maybe it was Elwood.
She is, she sucks. She's the sister. Yeah. She's doing a thing. She talks about, she's self-involved. Let's see. She brushes off Ethan's entire family being dead.
Yeah.
You know, like two words.
Everybody at this party is kind of terrible. All they do is talk about sad things or like uncomfortable things or unhappy things at the end of the minute.
Yeah, we'll get to
that.
There's
next
a bunch
minute,
of,
but yeah.
There's a couple different things. Yeah, her friends, Julia's friends kind of suck.
Yeah, and isn't it weird that Ethan doesn't have any friends there?
It's not that weird.
Not if he just moved. Maybe he said he just moved there recently and he hadn't like made any local friends or.
Even though he's worked for the Department of Motor.
I mean, this is basically every party I go to with my wife.
I only have
me
like
too. I mean,
three friends.
I don't have. No, I said wife, Chris.
Oh, I don't have a wife. No, it's okay.
No, when I go to a party, it's all Meredith's friends, and then like you know, my friends are all like all you
we're
pod
in
people
the internet tubes.
You can bring us anywhere. Just put the phone up. And
I literally cannot bring you anywhere.
You can be a Zoom. Just everybody Zoom zooms now.
Look, everybody, it's my friends on Zoom.
Hey,
why are you going to a party anyway, man? It's stay at home time.
Yeah.
And then at the end, Marnie or whatever you're calling her.
Melly.
Melly, that's not a word. she cock blocks the toast by saying she's making Julia an aunt. Ugh. She completely turns the entire toast. And I'm like, oh, this sucks.
And then she does a baby threat. Those scariest threats. You will have a baby soon. No, yeah. What if I? No, thank you.
Well, the first thing is, you know, she says, what was it? You know, when Julia told me that Ethan doesn't have his parents anymore either, I got really sad. After she says that it's too bad the daddy can't walk us down the aisle. Meanwhile, mom's standing right there.
Mom's like, yeah. Mom's like, come on, Marnie.
You don't have parents anymore either? What are you talking about?
They've got a brother too. I mean, yeah. Come on.
Mm-hmm. He's off cooking meth out in the desert.
Exactly.
High school chemistry teacher.
I did a deep dive on Julia's mom. That doesn't sound right.
Well, her husband did die recently, so she probably appreciated it.
Why don't you get in there, Rob?
For a second there, I was like, oh, in real life? What?
No. I'm kind of a traffic analyst, Robin, and I can tell you that light is green.
Well, the ripple effect. Beep, beep.
Just ride that wave all the way.
Julia's mom's played by Jane Daly, whose first role on IMDb is Children Shouldn't Play with Dead Things, which is actually there's a crossover with Fright Night because Children Shouldn't Play with Dead Things plays on Charlie's TV in Fright Night during one set. And also we have a crossover with Rocky Minute, because Jane was in a sitcom on NBC in 1987 called Roomies, in which Burt Young and Corey Haim play college freshman roommates.
I remember
this is
that show.
Show I need to see.
I remember that show, actually. Really? I remember watching it when it was on. Yeah.
I stumbled across the advertisement of that. And I was like, what?
Why?
Also, it supposes that Burt Young is playing a 44-year-old in that 1987 movie or show.
Wasn't he like 65 at that point?
I think he was born 65. He's got that, you know, like the reverse of the Benjamin Button disease. He's just born old and stays old.
Hmm. But then,
yeah, in Field of Dreams, he's only what? How old is he? That's Burt Lancaster. Burt. Sorry, wrong Burt.
You're thinking Rocky IV.
Oh yeah, of course.
Then she goes like, you know, but then it occurred to me that this is about starting a new family, how beautiful that is. And I just want to say I'm making Julia an aunt, so I expect the same treatment very, very soon. What treatment is she talking about?
Julia making an aunt of her. She's demanding that Julia and Ethan have a baby immediately.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because her life is so poor. Look at her husband. Her husband is looking at her like she's that Peloton lady. Her husband is looking at her like, you bitch.
Yeah.
I hate you. You ruin every freaking party we go to.
They're not surviving. You're so self-involved. Quarantine.
Talking about babies and dead mom, dead parents.
Yeah, it's not a
This is a happy occasion.
This is the first I've heard you're pregnant.
It's not a surprise that 10 minutes later, Ethan's out getting ice. Yeah, I gotta go to the store. I'll be back.
I gotta go to the store, please.
Get the hell out of here.
Yep, so we're here with all of Julia's... I mean, I wouldn't say they're sucky friends. I'm betting these are all the sisters' friends.
Oh, you think?
Julia works at a hospital. She doesn't have friends other than her close friends, the gaggle at the end that we see.
Guys, Ethan has been dropped... Like he's been dropped into that Pentagon safe room. He has been dropped into a Nora Ephron movie, and we are seeing him wade his way through it. And he's great. He's a master of charm, and being
creepy too.
The soundtrack is just—it's every Nora.
Yeah,
Ephron.
after the last movie, and the soundtrack we had, one not only the Mission Impossible theme song, but also the Ico Ico. The theme song, the songs in this scene, these next 3 weeks or next 2 weeks are ridiculous. I'm just like, oh, it's so peppy. It's so, so J.J. Abrams. Yeah.
This is a movie that has a Tom Cruise running scene to Sister Sledge.
Mm-hmm. Tom Cruise is doing the thing that they used to say Bill Clinton did. He makes eye contact with everybody he talks to and makes them feel at the same height. This like makes him seem as tall as them. Mm-hmm. Even though he's a tiny man talking to Grunberg.
Yeah, Grunberg's like 6-something. Come on.
And he's making eye contact with him and talking about it. He's like, hey, you had a drink. You had a scotch and rye, right? He's like, yeah. Like he's just like, oh my God, I'm so smitten. He is Captain Charmer.
He reminds me of Chris Traeger from Parks and Rec when he's talking to Grunberg.
Oh, yes, yes.
Especially the way he pronounces literally.
I wonder if he walks up to him and goes, Greg Grunberg. That's how he says hello. That's how he says hi to him. So, yeah, that's his cover. He is an analyst, traffic analyst for the DOT. And I was sitting there going, why does traffic analyst for the DOT sound familiar? And I was like, is that the job that Don Cheadle and Tommy Lee Jones has in Volcano?
Yes.
Aren't they traffic analysts? Because isn't that how they figure out, like, they have to go down into something in a tube, and they have to let Anne Heche go in a tube. Look, I'm being very vague with this movie. I'm probably not going to sell it to you, Liz, if you haven't seen it.
I think I have.
But Anne Heche needs to go in a tube, and Tommy Lee Jones helps her. And
Anne Heche needs to go in a tube, but she was coming out of the closet at the time, too, so it's even weirder.
Yes, she was definitely coming out of the closet. So it was a weird time for everyone. I'm glad Tommy Lee's finally out, too. and I actually looked up, because you guys, I knew you were wondering what the three kinds of congestion were. Because you can see that ripple effect all the way through.
What is the dry cough? And, what are we talking about?
there are three traffic influenced events that create traffic. Do you know what they are?
Accident?
Red light?
Okay, that's good. Traffic incident, that's good.
Dead pedestrian?
No.
No.
Work zone.
Mm.
And then weather.
Weather. I was going to say wildlife.
Well, that's a type of weather.
It's not like a heist, like in the Italian Job.
It's not. It's not called awesome. A heist. They also had some of the key terms they had, you have your one, and then you got your A, B, C, D, and underneath it. Some of the ways underneath it, subcategories are bunching, like when you reduce speed. Now, this is a huge one. Merging. Mm. Merging Merge. Affects traffic more than anything else, they say.
People can't do it.
No, I agree.
People struggle.
Ben Affleck and Samuel L. Jackson made a movie about it.
Changing lanes, mm-hmm.
Changing lanes.
It didn't do well because no one could do it right.
Shocking.
No one went and saw the movie right.
Yeah, nobody's even heard of the movie Three Point Turn they did after that. So,
nope.
It's K-turn in some parts of the country.
Well, then they overseas it was called cul-de-sac, and no one knew what it was. Everyone was like, I don't understand what this is.
Cul-de-sac.
The French version.
Yeah.
Did you know?
So everybody's enamored with him. He is. This is the different Ethan that we were talking about last week. Because last week we also got him. You know, he's in a room sweating with blood coming out of his nose, and he has a bomb in his head. And now we're what? How many days ago is this? How many hours? Yeah, it's like a few days ago. And it ends with Julia with her gal pals talking about meeting a boy.
Yeah.
So we can discuss that a little bit before we go on to the most important thing.
Well, I mean, I gotta talk to you guys about like what do you think about Greg Grunberg? This is our Greg Grunberg minute. I mean,
oh, you mean Snap Wexley?
Snap Wexley.
Oh, do you mean the pilot from the pilot of Lost?
Right.
Ah, oh, he was the pilot, wasn't he?
That's why he's called the pilot.
Well, of course,
he's also Kirk's stepdad in Star Trek.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What else was he? He was a voice on something else recently that J.J. Abrams did.
Did he show up in Felicity?
He was on Felicity.
I'm sure he's on Felicity.
He was one of the cast members. And then he was on Alias, of course.
Well, you said you were going to say something about him.
Oh, no. I just wanted to see what you guys thought of him. My own personal experience is like I loved him on Alias, and then I got into him on Heroes and really enjoyed him there. And then it was like right around when, like, you know, Heroes got into like a few seasons in, like he was a big Twitter follow, you know, he was always fun, like a geeky friend of yours. You know, I don't know if you ever followed him way back then.
I don't have any of those. So what are you talking about?
Okay.
What is friend?
What's a geeky friend?
Yeah. It was like a big geeky friend, you know, but it was
they're like pod friends, but different.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
But then like all of a sudden his Twitter became all about plugging this new product, Yowza, which was a mobile coupon app. And just his entire Twitter presence was just pushing Yowza all the time. So
was it Greg Grunberg saying things like, man, I loved using Yowza today? It was kind of like that.
Yeah.
Yowza.
Really trying to get like other people to talk about it and things like that. And it's just like one of those things where it's like one of those big geek celebs that really, you know, like you're really into it for a while and then just kind of sours on you when they turn into like, you know, like a pitch man. And it's funny because like a couple of years later, he hosted Geeking Out with Kevin Smith. And I was like, perfect. Those two belong together. Two big geek celebs that just kind of gain this huge audience. And then, you know, they're like promoters. They're not like creators anymore. You know, I don't know if you feel the same way.
Was he really ever?
I know
creator?
That I would be. I would be Greg Grunberg. I would be the Greg Grunberg of the group. If I had a friend who was famous, I would be the schlubby guy who gets put in movies.
Yes, I would put him in movies. I would put Jonathan in movies.
See, Chris, you're going to ruin my rep, man. That's why I'm promoting Spotted Cow beer made in Wisconsin. That's my Twitter. I don't twit much, so
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, maybe other people that are listening might are as old as me and have been on Twitter as long. But yeah, I don't know. Do you guys like Greg Grunberg?
Do you like Greg Grunberg?
Do you?
I think he's fine. He is a 5 out of 10. He is exactly where he's supposed to be.
Okay.
He is right in the middle.
Yeah.
I don't like him. I hate him.
He's fine.
I liked him in Star is Born. I thought he was pretty good in that, even though he's not really in it.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
I like him even though he's not really in it. Well, okay.
No, I mean the back, you hear him talking and you see the back of his head a lot. And there's a scene where he's eating Cheetos and that's about it, you know, so.
Wow. All
right.
I have not seen that movie and now I won't. Because they don't have enough Greg Grunberg in it for me.
You said he did voices recently. Apparently he and Simon Pegg are radio voices in The Cloverfield Paradox.
Yes, that's what I was thinking about. I remember Simon Pegg being one, and I was like, I think Grunberg, because Grunberg's always in one of those Paradox, or the Cloverfield movies. He's always in those things.
Yeah.
Well, he's always available. He's like us all now. We now are living our best Greg Grunberg. This is how Greg Grunberg feels all the time.
We are living in Cloverfield right now.
I am the Greg Grunberg of podcasts. I'm just like always around, and I'm like.
You're like, I don't know, I'll do it, sure. I'm like,
yeah.
Decent.
You know,
do you need me to read a script? No, just look at the lines right before I go in.
Cool.
No problem.
Got it. Can do.
The more I'm thinking this through, the more I'm thinking maybe I'm just jealous.
Oh, we all are. Hey,
we all wish we had J.J. Abrams friends, style friends. You know, J.J. Abrams and Bradley Cooper friends.
Yeah, can't you
put us in their movies
all the time?
You mean I don't have to do anything? I just have to show up and you pay me. All right, that's what I want.
I'll just be the same character in everything I ever am in. Oh, hello, doggy.
That dog wants to be the Grunberg in the movies now. The Grunberger podcast.
Well, this is as good a time of any as any. We're 20 minutes in. We need to get to some Fan Fiction Friday.
Ooh.
Are you guys ready?
Sure. Ready as I can be.
Put on your boots, get your drinks, and let's go on in.
Can't fight the friction. Can't fight the friction.
I have sent you all a link to the fan fiction we've been reading. This is the Mission Impossible 3 ? Don't know why it has question mark at the end. Fan fiction. And it was written by Dancing Bohemian. We love her already. Her life is complicated. Don't be too overly mean to her. So that's why we're reading her stuff, to not be mean to her. To be super nice.
No, she just said don't sue me.
Yeah, don't sue me. When last we left off, Ethan, we were in chapter one, Uncertain Beginnings. And, that was where Ethan, was attacked by someone with an axe. And then we think choked him by the throat. Okay. We've now moved to the next scene. You guys can all kind of jump in if you want to. I don't mind being just I read all the background stuff, like all the descriptors. And if you feel you want to be a character, please jump in.
Well, who's available? Just Ethan?
So where are we in this?
We are literally, you see the first paragraph? We are the second paragraph. We are a couple of hours and a lot of dead thugs later.
Okay.
Not paragraph.
I'm there.
You know what I mean? Like next section where she's put three spaces in between. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay. Yep. All right.
All right. Here we go. We're going to continue with this terrible story. A couple hours and a lot of dead thugs later, Ethan was helping a small IMF team to load hundreds of millions of dollars worth of stolen missiles and bombs onto a secure plane. I can't even read this. I'm sorry. He was hundreds of millions of dollars worth of stolen missiles. Yeah, okay.
Wait, Robin, who did you say you're going to read?
This guy. Good job, Hunt.
Okay.
Oh yeah. I kind of. I'm gonna skip over the Luther stuff because I definitely want to go to. There's some girl stuff I want you to be in later. All right. Sorry. Go on. Say it.
Good job, Hunt.
Ethan looked up to see the IMF officer who'd assigned him the mission walking toward him. Didn't give him a name. He gives a brisk nod of acknowledgement before returning to his task and securing one of the larger cruise missiles. I guess he's gone now. That was a character in the show. In this story.
No, that was... He's cruise missiles? About
what's, his what's his name?
His Who? Name is Swanbeck.
Swanbeck.
Look down.
Yeah, look in three lines,
well,
man.
I haven't gotten to that yet. When we looked down, his case agent's shiny brown shoes were only inches from him. He looked up again. Something you want... anybody else want to read that? Liz?
You want me to be Ethan? I can do that.
You can be that.
Something you wanted, sir?
Yeah.
Ethan waits a beat.
Swanbeck, may I suggest you just say it?
The older man smiled. The crow's feet at the corners of his blue eyes deepened. That's weird.
Hunt, you always were one to get...
Wait, what did you call her? Oh, Hunt. Got it. Sorry. Continue.
Hunt, you always were the one to get straight to the point. No pissing around.
He cleared his throat.
I'll always liked that about you.
That is Thank not you for sentence. Reading it how it was written. I'll always liked that about you. Yes.
Sir?
I'm retiring, Ethan.
Oh.
He might not have said much, but Swanbeck could tell all that he needed to know from the look in Ethan's... Wait. I think you guys read it. Wait.
No, that's right.
No, you're
that makes right. no sense. Look in Ethan's eyes.
Yeah. Yes, well, I just thought you should know. Russell Manning's Russell Manning's your man now.
Russell Manning's...
your Manning man. Now.
Manning's your man now.
Ethan stood and nodded.
Very well, that is all. That's all.
Swanbeck. Oh, you're becoming British, just like Swanbeck did during the last movie. Swanbeck just kept looking at him.
Good job, Hunt.
Oh, my bad.
You stepped on my line, Tom.
No, you said that already, sir.
Ethan stepped forward and wrapping one arm around his shoulder, which, yeah, okay, clapped the old man on the back. Swanbeck blinked, then after a moment's hesitation, returned the embrace.
Keep safe, kid.
Is that you putting your arms around Ethan? Yes. It's like, Luther frowned. Guys, okay, don't be abruptly scared that we just switched to another scene.
I was going to say, what the
That was the end of that scene. Basically, Swanbeck said, hey, I'm retiring. Give me a hug.
That's all right.
Okay. Because obviously she's like, this person's boring. I don't want to write about Swanbeck. I have my own character, my own vessel that I need. I need Manning.
I have less patience with this than John Woo did. Moving on.
Yes. Luther frowned.
I guess that's me. Listen, if you fry one more circuit, our deal is off. We got the meats.
One thin, impeccably defined eyebrow lifted.
I'm sorry. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. She said, I'm sorry. Hang on. Let me. I flub that.
Okay.
Make that more dangerous and soft.
Faster, more intense, please.
I'm sorry. She said
in a dangerously soft tone.
Were you under the impression that you were in control here?
Oh my God, is she a ghost? It's Moaning Myrtle.
Wisely, he said nothing.
That's going to go on my epitaph. Wisely, he said nothing.
Is her name Wisely?
Yes, her name is Mona Wisely.
Mona, whisper Wisely.
Mona.
Is this Luther talk? I have no idea.
No, this is you. This is still the lady.
Oh, okay, you're right, it is. I'm sorry.
This is Wisely still talking.
Good old Wisely.
But Liz already lost it. Come on, Wisely, keep it together. Let's go.
Wisely.
Good. I didn't think so. Well. Well, then, let's get on with it, shall we? We haven't got much time before Ethan comes back.
Oh, she became Southern.
Oh, my.
Okay, and that's the end of that scene. Whatever that was, that four sentences was a section.
I think I'm done with this.
Yes. That's where it ends. That's where this went. That's where this week's Fan Fiction Friday ends.
Wow.
So I don't know what two Fridays.
I know. Next week we get to go back into this and see what's going on. And maybe we'll meet Manning. Maybe we'll find out who Wisely is. Oh God, there's so much that can happen in Fan Fiction Friday.
And then Babu Frickle show up. Thank you. It'll be all great.
Yeah, Babu! As we wrap this up, the one thing we do have to do, which we do every episode, is jump real quickly into Tech of the App. Mm. Let us know what your Tech of the App would be for this episode. Here we go.
I forgot that was a thing.
Oh, yeah. It's a thing. It's a thing, and you got to do it. As she scrambles to look for the white pitcher sitting behind Julia. Robin, what's your tech of the app?
Oh, it's got to be traffic. I mean, it's like a living organism, but it's mechanical. It's amazing.
Yeah, and he makes it sound so sexy.
It's got a memory.
It does.
It's got a memory. Oh, is that Wisely? Is she back?
No, that's Manly.
It's got a memory. I'm a Southern ghost, and I'm trying to kill Luther Stick.
Ooh, well, Wisely's giving me a ripple effect all across my spine.
Chris, what about you? What's your tech?
Oh, God. Oh, no.
It's hard. It's hard. These first episodes are hard.
These are. I'm going to go with the Grunberg.
He is our tech of the app.
He's the JJ tech of the app. Because JJ created him in a lab somewhere for his personal use.
Yep, they just built a guy and just said, do we need to give him muscles? Nah, it's fine.
No.
It's fine.
Yeah, exactly. It's fine. Or I guess in the sense that it's Grunberg, I will go with the whatever apple box they used to make Tom Cruise almost as tall as him.
Yeah, that's a hydraulic apple box. Exactly. That's a big one.
It's a gimbal. That's what I'm going with.
Okay, okay, okay. Liz, what about you?
I'm going to go with the EthanBot 2003. The charming android you can take to parties with you.
Who will listen to all of your stories and get you drinks.
Laugh at everything you say and talk about traffic in an enticing way.
And smile at you and make you go, I love you. My tech of the app is the, it's more of a yich of the app. And it is.
A black of the
Julia,
app?
It's yich of the app. Ugh. It is Julia's sister.
Ugh.
She is the dreck of the app.
Aw.
She sucks.
Poor Melly. Not great.
Poor Melly.
Nah, man.
Smelly Melly. Man, she sucks.
Melly's terrible.
She's a bad sister.
She is a bad sister. So that's our second tech of the app. Well, actually, we should be doing tech of the week.
Yeah, what is Doesn't tech matter. Of the
it's
week?
Fine. It's fine.
Do you remember
fine.
What the last two were?
No, because we're going to have to do it some other time. It doesn't matter. Because we did this out of order, there will be a tech of the ep and not a tech of
Deal
the week.
It.
The tech of the week will be on Wednesday of this week. Just don't worry about it. Okay, you know what? Next week, it's all going to be fine.
You'll all be fine. You'll survive.
Yeah. So let's do a quick plug before we jump out of here. Robin.
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, since we're on little minute-by-minute time here, I'll just again plug Fright Night Minute. You want to hear us talk about Fright Night 1 minute at a time and talk to such people as Chris Sarandon or Tom Holland, who is not Spider-Man, jump onto our feed and have a listen.
Liz.
You can binge through 96 episodes of Mean Girls Minute, and that's all. I guess you can find my guest appearances by following Mean Girls Minute on Twitter and just clicking the links from there.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Chris, you got anything?
No.
Awesome.
Stay home.
Stay home, everybody. Flatten
the
stay
curve,
safe.
Man.
Yeah, flatten the
Even
curve.
Even if it's 2021, just stay home.
Until next week, which will only seem like a Probably. Couple of minutes to us, I've been Jonathan.
I've been Chris.
I've been Swanbeck.
I've been, I don't remember,
Wisely.
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 I've been Wisely.
I don't like that at all. All right, it's been a self-destruct.